There we go. See? Yeah.
All you have to do, it's actually, that's the easiest way to learn notes is to harmonize with someone, because that actually, like, you can hear it. You can get to the point where the two notes resonate.
What's cool to me is you can feel, I don't know if it's just the air going through your throat, but you can feel where your harmony, like where I don't know how to explain
when
it.
When you harmonize, it helps you,
you feel the
where
placement.
The muscle is
going. Yeah, yeah, it builds the muscle.
You feel the placement in your throat.
Yeah.
This is why even though I've been a smoker for a really long time, I actually have stronger lungs than a lot of people.
You can, the coolest thing is to do that and then have one guy do like percussion and then have one dude do a melody. So like you need four people to do that, but you can essentially just make music.
That's what a quartet is.
Yeah, pretty much. You can just do, you can do a sweet quartet.
How cool is a five-tet?
It's pretty fucking sick. It's pretty fucking sick.
If you got
sick.
Five people, the reason it's usually a quartet is because
they couldn't find five gay men all at once.
That's one. That's one thing for sure.
Welcome to Anything Cast, by the way. I'm Patrick.
I'm Eric.
I'm Five Tet Will.
Yep. Thank you for being part of our Five Tet.
Don't lie.
The audience makes the other two members, Eric.
Oh, okay. That's a good point. He's right.
That's fair enough.
Did you ever want to talk about the true description of Christ, Eric?
Yeah, and the truth about slavery.
There's a lot in this. So Al came over to my house this weekend, and when he walked into my house, the first thing that he did was hand me this packet that he had gotten from the Israel United in Christ Church from a guy on the street.
Post that to Discord. They need to know.
Good God.
That's true. They do need to know.
So if you want to know about the truth about slavery and the truth about Christ, you go to our Discord. Join our Discord.
The Apostle Paul warned us about false teachings about another Jesus. Did you know?
No. Tell me more.
The Apostle John and the prophet Daniel described Jesus as a black man with woolly hair. So why does Christianity preach about a Caucasian image of Jesus?
You know, that's always made me wonder.
What's that?
Why do we worship a German Jesus?
I don't know.
I feel like, you know, like, dude.
Also, like, why is he so ripped?
Because he was starving to death.
Okay, that makes sense. But why'd he work out his abs so much?
He didn't. He was just on a cross. It was kind of hard for him to not flex.
Yeah, that's kind of part of the torture of it. It really hurts.
Was everyone
like
back
that.
In the day just weirdly fit?
When they were on a cross, they were.
Everyone back in the day didn't have lots of, like, excess food and usually had to do manual labor as part of their job, so people were just...
Damn, people
not
back in the day
junky.
Looking cut as fuck.
I know.
Rich people tended to get fat, but, you know.
God, I wish I lived back in the day.
That's Will said he wishes he lived in fucking Jerusalem walking between the Middle East so that he could get shredded with his 12 other homies.
That's
and eventually
why.
Get put up on a fucking piece of wood so he could show off his sick abs right before he dies.
That's why in a lot of, like, old cultures and old religions, you'll see, like, you know, stuff about, like, you know, prosperity. It'll be, like, a big fat guy. Kind of like how Buddha is, portrayed as fat a lot.
God, I just want to be that
dude.
He was
never fat in life.
No, he almost starved to death.
Yeah, he was never fat in life. The idea, basically, now that he's in a perfect paradise, he can completely overindulge and it'll never matter.
Yeah, he'll never have a heart attack.
So,
yeah.
Eric, did you know that the so-called blacks and Hispanics are the 12 tribes of Israel?
I feel like that sentence isn't enough.
And you are the children of slave tribes? Look, they ain't turned off by now.
Yeah,
you're
true.
Children of slave
tribes.
Yeah,
you
want to
know the 12 tribes of Israel that are alive today?
Oh, dear.
And where they are, as a matter of fact.
Yeah.
Oh,
according
dear.
To Isaiah 11:11, they were scattered throughout Africa and abroad. So we have an actual account here of where all of them are.
Yes.
Will, could you please give me the first six?
Yeah, so the first one is the Judah tribe, which we actually do know a good bit about.
We do.
Is this the one? Is that the one over in like, I forget, like not Nigeria, but
Oh, you're talking about the one in Ethiopia.
Ethiopia, yeah. Those guys actually have Jewish blood, though.
No, that's the American blacks.
Yeah, the tribe of Judah is the American blacks. As we're reading,
all
as
of
we're,
them, just generally.
Yeah, pretty much every single one of them.
But
all of them,
all of them,
all of them,
every one of them.
But nope, American blacks.
Would you mind
mixed.
Telling me, Will, where the tribe of Benjamin went?
Yeah, the West Indians.
Yeah.
Wait, the West Indians?
The West Indians, yeah.
Like India?
No.
No.
So
the West Indians.
So yeah. American natives from the West?
Yeah, the ones with the feather headdress.
Yeah,
so
yeah,
like
yeah.
Apaches and stuff?
Yes,
like
that's right.
Plains
that's
Indians?
Right.
The
Plains
Iroquois
natives.
And all that?
You'll never guess where the tribe of Levi went.
That's
Eric.
The Haitians.
That's them. Remember they were getting whipped
having
at the border?
Bit, having a bit
Those
of trouble.
Were Jews.
Having a bit of trouble these days in Haitia.
Yeah. Haiti. Not Haitia. Haiti is the name of the country.
We all pray for the tribe of Levi.
Yeah, we pray. Yeah.
I mean, I do hope that that country.
Eric,
you know,
please, for a moment, we need. No, we need a moment of silence, Eric, to pray for the. Everyone, please, a moment of silence for the tribe of Levi.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Anyways, Ephraim.
Ephraim. It's just Ephraim.
Ephraim.
Ephraim. Yeah, that's the tribe of Ephraim.
That's the Puerto Ricans.
It is.
What the fuck are these people talking about?
Puerto Ricans?
Yeah.
They're the tribe.
I know what Puerto Ricans actually are, though.
But they're Israelites, Eric.
They're not, though. They're just not that. They are, they. We know where they came from.
Manasseh?
Like, we do, actually. They came from Israel.
Manasseh?
They're as closely related.
Manasseh.
Where are you supposed to put your voice?
Manasseh.
Manasseh.
They're as closely related to the original Israelites as I am. Like,
yo,
I mean,
you're going to love this one.
Uh-oh. Am Cubans? I actually related? Wait, what? Zoot, say that again.
The Cubans are the Manessas.
Yeah, the Manessa tribe
are the Cubans.
The Cubans.
Yep.
And then there's
the good old communists made it on the board, boys. Let's go.
Thank God.
The Simon tribe.
Simeon.
They're native Cubans mixed with Spanish people.
Dominicans.
That's what Cubans are. They're just, they're not.
I'm sorry, dude. Do you not understand?
Excuse me.
We're
reading
tracks here.
The Samoan tribes?
Dominicans.
Simeon. The Simeon tribe.
Yeah, the tribe Simeon of tribe.
Yeah.
I think you're being a little racist there.
no, that would be the...
okay, you said that.
That's a dumb joke.
Anyway.
Yeah, those are the Dominicans. But there's another six, Eric, that I'll take it from here, Will.
Okay.
The tribe of Reuben.
I had that sandwich today.
Yeah, they're delicious. Yes. I love their sandwiches. That's
actually you were just railing against the Catholics for being cannibals a second ago. Look at you, just eating Rubens.
Yeah, that's actually the Seminole Indians. Eric, that's who
what
that is.
What is with the whole Native Americans are actually Jews thing?
Well,
I
actually,
don't understand.
Eric, the next one is the tribe of God, which is very close to Gyat, which you might know from Skibidi Toilet.
Yes,
those are the North American
Skibidi. Yeah, I am in fact the Rizzler.
Yes, of course. Those are the North American Indians, the tribe of God.
You were overlapping a lot of this stuff here.
No, I'm actually
not.
Well,
this is
North American Indian.
Eric, how hard is this? You got the West, you got the Seminoles, you got the North American Indians.
North America is a continent. That's everyone on North America.
The
Cubans are in North America technically.
The tribe of Naphtali are the Argentinians. And the Chileans.
What is with this weird obsession with the Americas?
Well, they all came
American
from
exceptionalism,
Israel.
Eric.
Yeah. They all came from Israel to Africa, and then we gathered them all
then
up, and
all
we brought
the
them
Europeans
over here.
Brought them over
Pretty
here.
Exactly. Sure, the humans in the Americas came here a long
the
time.
Zabulian tribe
the Zabulian
tribe is the 10th tribe.
About.
They are from Guatemala and Panama
oh,
these
my
days.
Fucking God.
The Asher tribe are now part of Colombia and Uruguay.
Does this man have a Hispanic last name?
And the Issachar tribe is now the Mexican Indians.
So like the Aztecs and
so
stuff.
Like the Aztecs and the Mayans. Would you believe that they were
are
actually
Jews.
They were Jewish.
I think
when
this
they
person
were cutting
is
guys,
confused as to how genealogy works.
No, dude, when they were cutting the guys, you remember the story of Abraham where he killed his son? That was actually on top of a Mayan pyramid.
Eric, it seems to me, and I can't believe this, it seems to me like you don't, you're not convinced. So let me try to give you some facts.
Yeah.
Straight from the Bible, which we know is the true word.
Absolutely. It seems to me that all you see is violence in movies and sex on TV.
So Eric, hear this. From Deuteronomy 28:15. But it shall come to pass, if thou wilt not hearken unto the voice of the Lord thy God, to observe to do all his commandments and his statutes, which I command thee this day, that all these curses shall come upon thee and overtake. We would also be forced to work with food, water, clothes, and anything else we may need. Chains of iron were put upon our necks until we were destroyed as people. Does that not sound like slavery, Eric?
Exactly. Church.
They've got some pictures here. I would read them, but I feel like
slavery
would be banned.
Existed in biblical times. I'm confused.
Oh my God! Look at Bishop Nathaniel. Patrick, Woo! Put up a picture of Bishop Nathaniel. This is the leader.
Clap for Bishop Nathaniel.
Yeah, Patrick, put in some.
Honestly,
applause.
If I saw that man walk into a restaurant, I would compliment him on how regal he looks.
He does
but
look like a
knowing,
lion. Look at him.
Yeah,
knowing that in the background, he had to lie.
You'd never know he was a Jew.
That would not be my first guess.
I'm sorry. You. That would be your first guess.
I generally don't guess about people's
ethnicity. If you had to tell me what tribe...
he has an origin story YouTube video.
What tribe is Bishop
Nathaniel from, if you had to guess?
Oh, that's a good question. Eric, you now know all the tribes of Judea and where they are, the tribes of Israel, and you know where they went. Which one would you think that perhaps Bishop Nathaniel is part of?
Okay, yeah, Eric,
I'm
going to
go on a wild tangent here. I am going to dig as deep as I can into my mind. I'm going to interpret it's American Blacks, isn't it?
Yeah, it's probably the American. Yeah, it's probably.
Yeah, it's American Blacks. He's a Black American. Yeah.
Judah.
It looks like he looks like a very normal. I mean, other than the golden cloak,
which that golden cloak
he looks like
so good.
He looks like a man I was standing in line with in the gas station yesterday. He looks pretty normal.
Does he really?
I mean, he just looks like an older Black man. He looks healthy.
I was personally thinking he was maybe from the tribe of Mesaya.
He's rich, Eric. So, I mean,
that kind of makes it a lot easier to look healthy when rich.
I'm trying to look up. His real name is Nathaniel Ray.
Having read all this, I can definitely say he seems to be delusional.
Oh, okay. Well, it seems you're not convinced.
Yeah,
let me
it seems
give
you're
you
just not convinced.
One more here.
Keep reading, Will, please.
From Deuteronomy 28:48. All right.
Oh, boy.
Therefore shalt thou serve thy enemies, which the Lord shall send against thee, in hunger and in thirst, and in nakedness, and in want of all things.
Okay.
And he shall put a yoke of iron upon thy neck until he have... God, I hate reading the Bible. Until he have destroyed thee.
Yeah, they really need...
I'm sorry.
I mean, it's their fault. They haven't updated the fucking wording in 400 years, so...
Yeah, I'm so sorry. I mean,
on one hand...
You just be like, I fucking hate reading
I
the
applaud
Bible.
The scholars King James fucking,
Employed
to, like, get the wording easier to understand, because... It is still understandable 400 years later, but oh my God, is it fucking in need of a new fucking version?
I will say, if you're interested, you can go to www.israelunite.org and
they'll sell you a new one with updated language. I guarantee you, it's going to have all sorts of changes.
Also,
did
these guys forget that like slavery isn't unique to America?
Well, I'm sorry. Do you have a? Were you listening? They know it wasn't. They are the tribes of Judah. Remember Exodus, Eric? Remember slavery in Egypt?
Remember Exodus?
They know where they came from.
You're just describing things humans do. That doesn't mean you're
them.
They're
the same people,
Eric. They
wandered
the desert for 40 years.
I mean,
they were Black, Eric.
I feel like even if...
And apparently, like Chilean and North American.
And Cuban.
And Cuban. They were all those things.
So it's like some went to... So Eric, how hard is it not to fucking understand? Some of them, when they were in Egypt, some went with Moses off to the Middle East. Some went down into Africa. Some went down to China and then crossed the Bering Strait into North America, apparently.
And then some went down to Georgia. And then a little friend of mine.
And then they crossed into the Mediterranean Sea and settled on the islands. Eric, I don't understand how fucking hard that is to understand.
You're so dense.
God damn!
I think it's not so much that. I pretty much got that.
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm glad.
You're just calling random,
we're getting through to him.
We're calling random groups of people Jews. That's fine.
I forgot. Some settled in South America too for some reason.
Here's my biggest question though, and it's the thing that like as you were ranting just a minute kind of popped into my head. But why?
Well,
but
I mean,
why?
What does God willed
what
it?
Does this,
God willed it.
Okay,
God willed it.
What you know
does
what's strange
that mean?
About this, actually?
What in my life should I change if all of that's true? Like, think about that. Like, that's what I'm saying. Like,
well, you should donate to them, Eric.
Well,
you're a
Gentile. You wouldn't understand.
Yeah, you should go find a school near you or a fellowship. Go to www.israelunite.org/contact-us for more information. Go or to send us donations. Go to 1705. Extension number 7088. Please do not call them and please do not
if you harass these people,
actually,
maybe
you should bleep that.
Do not fucking harass these people.
Maybe you should bleep that.
Hey, we already said their name. It's online. They
look, if people want to continue on, but if you maybe you want to bleep the hard details.
If you want to look up these kinds of groups, these weird extremist groups that, like, I don't even know. Again, I'm really confused.
I don't think it's an extremist
group. The message
group.
Is...
I mean, they are definitely an extremist
group.
Yeah, they're an extremist group?
Yeah, I guarantee you these guys are militant.
You don't spout off nonsense like that unless you're an extremist. Like, that's...
You think Bishop...
Yeah, do you think Bishop Nathaniel has a shotgun? That's all I'm saying. I guarantee you this man's got an AK-47.
You think that man has never threatened to cut off someone's hands for disobeying them?
Absolutely.
Look at him.
Look at that man.
Look at him.
Wait. Hold on.
What is it? What is it, Will?
What are you doing?
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God.
Bishop Nathaniel is Jesus Christ incarnate?
Please
Will.
Somehow
I just
edit that
figured
together.
It out. I just figured it out.
What am I going to put this? Listener,
I guess I can scan it.
You can scan it. The weird part is like we have these black and white print-offs. Yeah,
he looks like an outline of Bishop Nathaniel.
Jet black man.
Yeah, it's jet black.
With, like
they printed
white
this off
hair, so all you can see is his hair and then like the silhouette of a man.
Hold on. I'll take a picture.
He's very, very black. Like,
yeah, like
blacker than most black people I have
met. I am almost 100% sure this is just an outline of like they've just did Bishop Nathaniel.
Yeah, absolutely. Probably. That's Bishop Nathaniel, dude. That's him.
That is such an infuriating conversation.
Like Jesus was black.
Yeah, Jesus was black. Jesus was white. Jesus was a fucking
Middle Eastern Jew. Middle Eastern guy.
Well,
yeah,
he
was a fucking 2,000 year old
Middle
Eastern Jew.
He could have been an American black, a Western Indian, a Haitian, a Puerto Rican, a Cuban, a Dominican, a Seminole,
look,
an American Indian, an Argentinian, a Chilean, a Guatemalan, a Panama, a Colombian, an Uruguay, and an Uruguay, or a Mexican Indian, Eric.
You can totally be a like black as coal black person today and have Jewish ancestry way, way, way down the line.
You know what shocked me?
That's fine. That exists.
It shouldn't have shocked me, but did shock me. Black Japanese people. And I don't know why I never thought they could exist.
Oh, there it is. I found it.
But they do, apparently.
I found it.
Yeah.
I found the picture. That's kind of it. But, like, it's still them. It's Israel United Christ. It's the same people.
Yeah. Half black, half Japanese people have the same problems, you know, that they have everywhere else.
What do you think black Israel Jesus would smoke?
The dankest of kush.
I mean,
his eyes are very
they call
red.
It burning bush, dude.
His eyes are very red.
Yeah, they call it fucking burning bush.
Oh,
dude, hell
God.
Yeah, you know the slaves were burning bush. Even Moses did it.
That boy tokes up and he blows out the Holy Spirit.
How much time did we get off of just doing that bit? 18 minutes.
I mean,
like a third of the podcast
intense.
Done.
Yeah. Well,
while we're talking about famous black men.
Yeah.
Y'all heard anything about old Puff Daddy lately?
No,
Snoop
not a
Dogg?
Thing. He is
Puff Daddy.
They're the same guy, right?
Aren't no,
they?
No. That's P. Diddy, Puff Daddy, just
Tupac.
Diddy.
Biggie,
and I think
Smalls,
you can also
Biggie
call
Smalls.
Him Sean Combs, I think is his actual legal name.
So who is Puff Daddy?
Yeah, who is this guy that you're talking about?
Apparently he's a sex trafficking rapist.
Oh no.
Who
so
knew
like,
Snoop Dogg was a sex trafficking rapist?
Oh, excuse me. No, that's the funny thing. No,
that
no,
might
no.
be liable.
Snoop Dogg is actually there's a lot of people who are being implicated.
Wait, Snoop Dogg is implicated?
No.
Okay. Oh, thank God.
I'm about to say.
But
I mean, Snoop Dogg's a
crip. P. Diddy and
I'm
Beyonce.
I'm sure he's not a great guy.
P. Diddy and Beyonce have been, though.
Oh.
The Queen Bee herself. I know. Like, people are going to get militant defending her, even if they have, like, footage of her, like, raping someone with a baseball bat.
I've always been a
Rihanna stan. Like, that's not a thing that exists that I know of, mind you.
Okay.
Mind you, that I'm just saying, much like Donald Trump, the Queen Bee has such supporters that you could show them empirical evidence, like 100% factual, that they eat babies and they'd still like them.
That's crazy. Yeah, they'd still say she was part of the tribes of Judah. I understand.
Yeah,
she's,
pretty much.
They would be like, she's a Jew. What do you expect? That's what they
do.
You want
to know something else we found out, Eric? And we'll continue on this P. Diddy train here in a second.
Sure.
The Jehovah's Witnesses, you remember how we thought this was a bunch of stuff from the Jehovah's Witnesses?
Yeah.
Jehovah's Witnesses are a very diverse religion.
Wildly diverse.
Yeah.
Yeah,
very
no,
diverse.
They're all about the hardcore Christianity, not so much about individual humans. They don't there's like no, you just have to be a super strict Christian.
Yeah, but in my head, in my head they were all black. In Will's head they were all white.
See, I said the same thing. I was like, the only Jehovah's Witnesses I've ever met are like Mormons. They're just white.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I met some
like,
white
God,
ones from Minnesota.
Been, for him it's all been black people. And I was like, that's crazy. So we looked up and it's like
it's 36% black, 36%
40-something% Hispanic, 40-something% white, like 6% other.
Yeah, it was like I was like, wow, what a diverse group.
I know, it was like surprising.
I did a test recently on the internet to be like, what type of Christian am I? Like, what denomination of Protestantism? And I got the four pillar church, which I didn't know what that was, and I looked it up, and it's
a cult.
It's the state church of China.
Nice.
And I was like, hell yeah,
wow.
Dude. I was like, all right.
So the four pillars church. Wow, that's the.
Is it the four pillars?
So that's like the brand of Christianity if you want to be a Christian in China. Because I know that, like, you know, you have to, you know, you can have a personal
religion. The three
religion.
Self church, that's what it's called.
So is that a type of Christianity?
It must be.
It is a state, you know, it's the state
I know it's
appropriate,
China's state-sponsored version of it.
It's their Protestant church.
Okay.
They have a Catholic church. I just read that.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. So it's like the state Protestant version.
But you have to go to the state-sponsored version.
Of course.
You can have your own personal religion, but you have to do it inside your house.
I love that the first line of the Wikipedia is, the Three Self-Patriotic Movement is the official government supervisory organ for Protestantism in the People's Republic
of China.
You know
what? I gotta be honest, though. I'm not against the government being like, hey, here's the church. We built you your place. Get at it, bud.
Yeah, I guess. I mean, at least freedom of religion.
Yeah, I mean, we do that here, too. We just don't tax our religious groups.
That's bullshit. I went to a town just recently where there was a church behind every person's house.
That's true.
Well, that was their personal decision to do that, man.
No, he means, like, he likes the idea that, like, the church, anyone can't just spring up a church. You know, the state has to be like...
Oh, okay, I see what you mean. Yeah,
the state has to be like, all right, well...
Here's the church for your
which I mean Will's
place.
A communist, so of course he would feel that way because he wants the fucking government
love...
to own the steel mill.
Let's see. Oh wait, I'm hearing Will talking about China. It sounds like
I don't agree with everything China does. Okay,
yeah. I'm amazed you like I don't fault you for being a communist, but I'm amazed that you trust the government enough to like let them be in charge of businesses.
You're very confused.
Yeah,
I trust the people I trust. I don't necessarily just trust the government, but what I believe is that we can put enough things in place that the people would essentially always have power over the government, so the government wouldn't have a choice but to do what we want.
Wouldn't that just inevitably become Stalinism, like, within, like, 30 years?
So anytime you get
hope,
into a utopia, it only works in that moment.
Look, yeah. I'm not going to argue the minutiae right now, but the hope is that, and what you're talking about is a worker dictatorship.
Yeah.
And it could lead to that if you keep authoritarianism, yes. My hope would be that democracy would be the thing that wins out.
Mm-hmm. So a democratic government that owns all of the businesses and then they have to vote on everything?
They'd
be at each other's throats, dude.
Ideally, you would have representation Senate
the
type of deal.
And then
more
you start narrowing it down and saying,
no,
okay.
You would just have like a...
Yeah, how about communism stupid, Will? How about... We just shit on your beliefs.
Yeah,
for this
maybe
episode.
We could just have some representatives in there, and it would be a Congress. And
I think you guys are
a president, and a big court.
How about we just do communism,
but just do it the way America does without the
communism. Communism is just a sense of economic beliefs, though. It's not like.
It's like the state should sponsor and own businesses.
Well, not all businesses. Like you can have private business and be a communist state.
I think there's a lot of socialist concepts.
The state has the ability to regulate and like sustain its people.
Yeah,
that's the thing about it. You can still have private business. Hell, you like.
I don't have faith in the people who do that right now.
I don't have faith in either or. It's like you know what. How would you like your government to fuck you?
How would you?
Would
keep
you like
it from
them
being,
to do it with communism or capitalism? Either way, humanity is going to fuck it up.
I laugh at the idea of people being like, "Big government bad and no government good," just because like that's just not how society works.
No, yeah,
I'm
I agree.
Sorry, but you can't be anarchist. Sorry, but every other monkey in this world got together and we outnumber you.
Yeah.
We're the collective.
I met
not
an
the
actual
individual.
Fucking anarchist the other day, dude. And that dude was fucking nuts.
God, anarchism kills me.
Inherently dumb concept for the most part. Now, I know some purists out there who say. Fuck you. Anarchy just means we're against being ruled.
Sure.
Like, you know, and I'm just like, well, okay. Yeah, like that sounds very reasonable when you say
it
like
that.
That's
not anarchy, dummy.
But like, well, no, in a purest sense, anarchy is just a lack of kings. Like a monarchy is a one ruler system.
It's like a no government.
You know, and
no
anarchy
oversight.
Is a no ruler thing. And yeah, the problem is, you know, it's like, it sounds like when you say it super simple, it's just like, oh yeah, no one could tell me what to do. Just like, but if no one tells anyone what to do, nothing then gets done. What is stopping your neighbor from raping and killing you and taking all your shit? As you, if your only gun, recourse dude. Is me with a gun,
yeah.
Well, what if he goes and buys a gun?
Well, then it becomes a libertarian paradise where everybody gets to do anything, and then we're all shooting each other, and that's what every good libertarian wants.
I need all of us to agree that he shouldn't do that, so if he tries to do that, he tries to come steal my shit, not
we're
only can I shoot him with my gun,
but get
I can call a gang of armed people who will show up.
Me and 24/7.
Armed
gang too.
Yeah, and you know what? There's a lot of us now, so let's just kind of like elect a guy who will kind of be in charge.
Yeah, we need one of those, like some guy to like.
Oh fuck! We created government.
God damn it! This is a republic again.
Yeah, just like I kind of need people to like you know be in charge of building and maintaining roads and bridges. I need people to like drive ambulances. We probably need them to communicate with each other. Maybe we can have like one guy who tells everyone where to go. Oh fuck.
That guy, if
society!
You've been listening to, if you've been listening to the podcast for a while, the guy who was an anarchist that I talked to is also the guy who Noah in like the episode 7 or something said that he told me to live, laugh, love me. He sent me a weird text message. And that guy described himself as an anarchist with borderline personality disorder.
Oh, I would stay away from that human being in general.
Right?
Then.
Isn't that like the biggest red flag? You're like, oh, that's terrifying.
So you're a bad person?
No, like, borderline personality like, people just have trouble keeping relationships together.
Yeah, but no, there's nothing inherently wrong with someone who has borderline personality disorder.
Except for that they have borderline personality disorder.
Correct.
And they,
like,
you
know,
should put them all
like,
down. But yeah.
I mean, you can just get therapy and treatment.
Judge Eric,
it,
please.
Whatever.
Judge Eric, you have a very stout resolution on these
things.
Oh,
no, no, no.
Your
here's the trick.
Reputation is on the line.
Having you can't be persecuted just for having a disorder, but choosing to be a fucktard anarchist on top of having that disorder is just going to make you insufferable as a human
he
being.
He was. He was an insufferable human being.
Like, it's one thing to have borderline personality disorder. That sucks, man. Like, you know, that's hard to live with because you drive people away very easily because it's hard for you to fucking, you know, connect with people.
Yes.
It's like autism almost.
Well, basically,
you're
just an abuse victim.
You sound normal.
Yeah, you're just an abuse victim who basically reproduces abuse stuff on other people.
Yeah, it's not quite that simple.
That's usually how it starts, though, right? That's my understanding of borderline personality.
Oh, shit,
not
bro.
Entirely.
What's wrong, bro?
My this thing talks about the Freemasons. My brother-in-law's a Freemason.
Dude, is your brother-in-law an Israelite?
No, my brother-in-law's oppressing the Israelites.
Oh my god, he's oppressing them.
That's according to these people they are.
Holy shit, dude.
Damn.
We gotta do something about your brother-in-law. We gotta get together like that armed group of people we were talking about and bring the hammer down hard on your brother-in-law.
Yeah.
Why are the options
so.
With Israel always just like kill them or give them everything?
That's Project Samson.
Like, no in-betweens.
Yeah, it's like, you know,
Did you see that like 30 House Democrats like signed a resolution with Pelosi in there for whatever reason? They just called her out by name and gave Biden like a signed resolution that was like, hey, Israel keeps attacking aid workers. Can you stop giving them offensive weapons?
Jesus Christ. Aid workers?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. They bombed the
they
shit out of
They straight up just
some,
got a lot of like general food. Like, we just give food to hungry people workers.
Yeah,
why?
There were a bunch of them that got bombed just recently.
Why?
They haven't said why.
This whole shit with Israel is
because
getting
Because Israel
sad.
Doesn't
it,
fucking
it,
care
they're committing
who they
genocide.
Kill over there.
No,
it's because
I mean,
they're actively doing a genocide.
It's like,
sad,
it's not
dude.
The Israeli people.
No, it's
no,
the
it's
government.
Israeli government.
It's the government.
God
their
damn.
Government is doing a
like,
genocide.
Don't give me that fucking anti-Zionist bullshit either. It's just like, look, okay, there's nothing wrong with Israel by itself.
No, fucking no, stop, Eric. We're not justifying this shit. That's the whole point. The reason people get all up in their fucking asshole about it is because we have to. People keep justifying
Will,
themselves.
Will, stop. Stop like quoting Eric's best friend. You're starting
there,
to, like,
we have to be strong, Eric. Only the strong and their willpower will get us through this.
Yeah. And also we should start like measuring some parts of people to make sure we're getting
like
the right
skulls.
Dudes. Yeah, yeah. To make sure that they're like strong.
Yeah,
maybe their IQs.
Thought. Maybe a little bit of that.
Yeah. We should do IQ tests.
Maybe you know, check and see who's breeding with who and you know.
Yeah, something like that. I mean, there's probably like a registry for this somewhere.
We could
somewhere
probably
around.
Just take some people and just like, you know, give them houses in certain places.
Yes.
And that way
we can all
know,
put we can put
we
all of them on a train
it.
And then take them to one place with a bunch of houses.
Yeah,
we
yeah,
can put a big
yeah.
wall around them. To keep them safe.
Oh, they're talking about like the moon landing and stuff now.
I saw
that. God, of course.
Yeah, of course.
You have to say all of them. Yeah, it's all or nothing. Yeah. You know, the Earth is a, you know, flat, hollow
disc that is moving upward.
Disc that is moving upwards, and the sky is a projection.
You know, we're getting more Wikipedia citations. Actually, you know what's weird about this? Yeah. Not, I've just realized. Is what? Like they claim. Okay, so like, what's weird about this?
Yeah. Please explain, because I haven't heard anything weird.
Yeah, nothing's weird so far.
So they go bang on a lot about.
Sounds like a real straight shooter.
You know, black slavery in America, right?
Right,
and how oppressive it was, and they relate that to the
Hot take. Will, I think that black slavery in the U.S. was bad.
It's pretty hot take in the
hot
South.
Hot take, dude.
I mean, I'm gonna be honest. I think it was pretty uncool.
This is Mississippi.
Personally, I'm whistling Dixie, but you do whatever you want to over there, all right?
So, and they, of course, they relate that to the Israelites being enslaved by the Egyptians way back when.
Sure.
But what I don't understand,
which might never have happened,
is they don't spend any time talking about how the Cubans, Puerto Ricans, Dominicans, Haitians, West Indians, Seminole Indians, North American Indians, Argentinian, Chileans, Guatemalan, Panamanians, Colombians, Uruguayans, and Mexican Indians relate to any of this.
And also, most of those groups cross over a lot. Like those, yeah. A lot of those people are related to each other's.
Yeah, they're all Israelites.
Kind of like, like they spend this entire pamphlet talking about the American black slavery thing, and then at the very end they throw in this Isaiah 11:11 scattered throughout all of Africa and abroad.
Yeah, if we're just gonna like pretend that these words don't mean anything, then I'm a fucking Israelite.
Yeah, absolutely, you are.
Like, I mean, you know,
also I want to know.
I'm just
Bishop,
as close as all these other fucking groups,
you know what,
of people.
You know what I said earlier? These are trans Jews.
Yeah.
That's what this is. This is like the trans movement, but they want to be Jewish.
I want to know what Brother Nathaniel would say to like mixed blood people. Like, I'm mixed white and Native American.
He would say that he would give you a good
to Judaism, go to a fucking synagogue and live your life. I don't know what to tell you. Why are you being so weird?
Yeah. He would
like,
say,
you don't need to be this fucking weird.
Why'd you make this entire fan fiction?
Yeah, he would say, give 10% of all of your wealth to the church.
This
every
is
every pay period,
fan
every week.
Fiction. He made up a story based on Bible stuff.
Brother Nathaniel would never do that.
This is a just made up nonsense.
Look at this. You see this? That yes. Man would not lie to you.
That man doesn't exist.
That's I was pulling just up the black Jesus again. Eric, you heard it here, folks. Eric says black Jesus doesn't exist.
Ooh.
Ooh.
No, neither does white Jesus.
Ooh.
Yeah, well,
Jesus' ethnicity is known.
You are going to get in trouble in the comments.
How about this? Jewish?
How about this, Eric? Revelation.
He was a brown man.
No, Eric.
In Israel.
Revelation.
Where brown people live.
1:14. His head and his hairs were white like wool, as white as snow, and his eyes were as the flame of fire.
Like wool, Eric.
And yeah, then 15,
I think they're describing magic, not fucking.
And his feet
his
were
ethnicity.
Like unto fine brass, as if they burned in a furnace, and his voice as the sound of many waters.
What color is brass, Eric?
Yes. Everyone knows black people famously have a voice that sounds of many waters.
They're the color of brass.
When I think of, you know, Samuel Jackson, I think he has the voice of many waters and the color of deep burnt brass.
What about Daniel 10:6? His body also was like that, like the barrel, spelled B-E-R-Y-L. I don't know what that is.
Oh, barrel is a person or a creature of some sort.
Okay, his body also was like the barrel, and his face as the appearance of lightning, and his eyes as lamps of fire, and his arms and his feet like in color to polished brass, and his voice like the words, like the voice of multitude. That's every black guy you've ever heard of, Eric.
Yeah, that's like a... That description... Okay. That does... That both does and doesn't even describe black guys.
Yeah.
Like, you know, that's like, so fucking flowery language.
It's biblical accurate black guys.
Yeah, biblically accurate black guys.
Can I read something verbatim and you just bleep me where appropriate?
Sure, go ahead.
Okay.
Okay.
So, Eric, here's one for you.
Okay.
This is a fact.
Get ready with that censor bar, Patrick.
Oh, yeah, go right
this
ahead,
This is Zondervan.
Zongetsu?
Zongetsu.
This is Zondervan Compact Bible Dictionary. All
okay.
Right. You remember Ham, Noah's son.
Sure.
Okay. And this is going to answer your question about the Ethiopians and why they're not included.
I remember him. He tasted good.
Wait. I just realized that. They don't include the only actual black Jews.
Hold on.
I'm covering it.
Eric.
I forgot. I didn't realize that they weren't in all those tribes.
It all comes down to Ham.
He was so obsessed with the fucking Native Americans, he forgot the actual black Jews.
It comes down to Ham, the son of Noah.
Yes.
So if you remember, Eric, Ham, the son of Noah, is the youngest son of Noah, born probably 96 years before the flood. He became the progenitor of the dark races, not the Negroes.
Okay. Well, you don't have to bleep that. That's just a normal word.
Of the Egyptians, Ethiopians, Liberians, and Canaanites, Africans, and they have that all bold and like caps.
So just make sure you know.
Ham is the father of all the African nations, not the Negroes.
Okay, so they're all over there.
What is this fucking doublespeak you're giving me right now? Was this 1984?
It is.
You can't say he was the father of all the African nations, just not the Negroes. That's the African nations! Where do they come from? You just say he ruled Egypt and just Egypt. That's not all the African nations. The rest of them are black!
Why didn't Noah name his child Ham? That's kind of embarrassing, isn't it?
Those are Germans.
They're British.
Dutch.
There are a lot of things down there now.
They're Dutch, German, and British.
They have a really cool language. Afrikaans.
Those aren't Africans. Those are just people who've been living in Africa. I guess you can call them Africans now. They are. In the same way that you can... Like, I'm an American, but my ethnicity is completely unrelated to my geography.
I just like that he like doesn't understand.
Yeah, absolutely. You're like Chinese.
I just like how he doesn't understand that the American...
Scandinavian, but okay. I can see how you confuse it.
Your eyes look almost identical.
I just like to this guy, the Judah tribe American blacks do not come from Africa.
Please put up an image of your average Scandinavian compared to your average Chinese man.
Yeah, thank you.
See, it's the same picture.
Yeah, it's the same
guy. You can see it. It's right there. They're basically the exact same
thing. Turn the Scandinavian into a Chinese man and the Chinese man into a Scandinavian.
There you go. See? It's like, you know, you barely had to change anything.
You didn't have to change anything.
You basically just switched
I just
want
to know where's the parts about vampires and, like, Enoch,
yeah. That's in another book. I've got that right over here.
Oh, the book of Enoch is bullshit. That's not even biblical canon.
It's in, here you go. Here's the...
That's part of the Dead Sea Scrolls, bro.
There you go.
Nice.
It's in there somewhere.
All right. Book of Shadows, sweet.
Yeah.
We got the bookmark. Yeah. What was Patrick reading? Patrick was reading love and romance.
Here's another one for you.
Where's the Book of the Dead?
Who were you trying to romance?
It's over there somewhere.
Really?
It's over there somewhere. I don't know.
What's your favorite color of blood
magic?
Everyone
knows Egypt has the
best
death
magic. My favorite color of blood magic?
Love magic.
Oh, love magic. It's got to be blue, dude.
Oh, pink, my
bro.
Blue's
not an option.
Pink.
Oh,
red? You know what they say, man.
Okay.
Yeah, there we go.
Two in the pink, one in the stink.
So
I just threw on the... What did I just throw on the table? Just for the listeners.
I have the Book of Forbidden Knowledge, Black Magic Superstition... Don't call it superstition.
Right, yeah.
In your fucking title... How are you going to call it superstition when you're the one fucking writing about
it? We bought these for the Halloween video, by the way. That's why I have these.
I have the Book of Shadows.
We've got Omega Agla R.
And I have the complete Book of Black Magic and Witchcraft, including the rituals of black magic containing true sorcery, infernal necromancy packs, and the rites and mysteries of Goetic theurgy.
Do you want to know the colors of love magic? Because it's kind of funny.
Theurgy? Sure, yeah.
So the first one's yellow.
Yeah.
Okay.
Because
why is that funny? Explain why that's funny.
PP.
Okay, yeah, he's right. That is pretty funny.
Pink.
Woo! Oh,
because vagina.
Oh,
yeah.
Red.
Baby.
Period.
Oh.
And orange. For oranges.
Oh, fuck.
Oranges?
Oranges.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Sex. Yeah. Oranges.
Yes.
You
absolutely.
Know what the oranges
you know,
are for.
Yeah, absolutely.
You know what the oranges
Imagine
are for.
Imagine not knowing what the oranges are for.
So there's like
he
a little,
know what the oranges
there's
are
a little
for.
Mark in this little Book of Forbidden Knowledge here. It says, for a weak head.
When
a person
yeah.
has a weak head and is often absent-minded, take hold of an ant's hill, then put them in a bag, boil the same for 6 hours in a kettle of water, draw this water upon bottles and distill it in the sun. with such water, wash the weak and dull head. If the disease is very bad, bathe the patient in this water. The blood of asses can be drunk, is the last sentence.
So basically, you're
saying. The last sentence is just a non sequitur. It's like, you can also drink donkey blood.
Yes, absolutely.
It's like, is that going to help? No, it's just delicious. Like,
I like what my favorite part about that is I like that, like, basically, this is a cure for ADHD.
Yeah, I was going to say, I think I found a way to make you good at math.
Cut off the top of an anthill and boil it and then distill the water from that to cure ADHD.
Seems like it.
Yeah.
Well, we haven't been doing that. No wonder we've...
it's the Baphomet.
We just keep trying to give him fucking Adderall. Hey, Baphomet, how you doing?
He's in there.
Haven't seen you since last Sunday.
Yeah. what's the name of this chapter with the picture of Baphomet? This is the preparation of the operator concerning the love of God.
Yeah,
it's weird to have.
See,
the
I went to a Southern Baptist church a couple weeks ago, and
did you?
I looked through a seeing crystal at the preacher, and he looked just like that. It was crazy.
Oh, okay. They don't have a lot of seeing crystals around here.
Oh no, no, you have.
You
to,
guys want
to
know how to be immortal?
They got a palantir.
I mean, you have to like.
Well, I mean, like how immortal we talk.
Okay, well, this is youth, beauty, and longevity.
Okay, that's sure. Yeah.
Okay, there are two methods I've got here.
Okay.
Aphrodite's beauty spell.
Okay.
So you get a goat. Oh. All right. And they're that's
what are we doing with this goat here?
Nothing.
That's
Don't
a
worry
sacred
about it.
Creature.
Just put that on the table just for a little bit of safety, just in case, you know,
and,
any of this gets out of
so
hand.
So I want you to take that creature and I want you to milk it. Okay. Boy or girl, you're going to get some milk from it.
Okay. Goat's milk. Pretty good cheese from that.
Never
had the milk itself before.
Try to get a goat. Try to get a girl goat if you can.
Okay.
Well, it'd be hard to milk a guy milk.
Not that hard.
So. I mean, the milk's going to taste a little off.
It's going to taste a little bit strange, but I mean, you could get it done. It doesn't take that long. It's probably quicker. Yeah. I think about it. You're going to get a lot less milk.
Yeah, I was about to say, it depends on how much milk you're trying to get.
I want you to take that milk. I'm going to need you to get at least enough for like at least maybe a bucket. Worth?
A bucket. Good That's God. I'm going to be at it all day.
I mean, do I have to get this all from one goat? Can I like get like two or three so I don't wear the one out?
Well, it says goats.
Oh, okay, so I can use more.
Yeah. So soak violets in the goat's milk that you got and then wash your face with it and that'll give you beauty.
Okay. Yeah. Actually, there's protein in that.
Yeah, that actually doesn't sound that weird. That's just a facial scrub with some like
that one's the
flowers to make it smell.
The one
better.
That he's actually reading out of is like the one that has like actual like.
Oh,
weird,
I was about to say
old...
that just sounds like I think
Here
using milk based products as like a facial thing is normal. That's
Here's an egg beauty spell.
Go ahead.
That's actually okay. I think obviously we
eggs
have much
are perceived
better stuff
as
now,
magical
yeah.
and powerful, and they smell magical with a K.
Okay, good. That's how I spell magic.
Reserve the water used to boil eggs. You know, just keep that shit.
Okay, just protein-rich water.
All right, and then...
I guess.
Basically, you're going to take the eggs from it, and you're going to bathe with them.
See? I
told
you.
Bathe with the eggs.
And the egg water.
Yeah. Well, I'm sorry, Eric. What do you not understand about bathing with eggs and then it producing longevity and it being Aphrodite's...
And you have to bathe with the eggs, with the hard-boiled eggs.
Yeah, you got to have
those. So you hard-boil your eggs, and then you just... Pour it all out into your bathtub and just
oh, yeah.
sit in it.
Oh, yeah. Find me in there sitting with me fucking eggs. Oh, yeah.
There you go.
Oh, yeah.
Now you can be.
Oh, honey, I'm bathing with the eggs today.
What is what is Birdvane?
I don't know. Birdvane? It's probably some fucking flower, dude. I mean, that one's weird.
Yeah, I don't think some of these things even exist anymore.
Yeah, like that's
we,
like.
We
that's
accidentally
like,
killed them.
Yeah. That's like the book that's got all the stuff from like the 1300s where it's like, this is what people wrote down and said, like, this is how you, you know, get a clean face.
Get this specific flower off of this cliff face in France or whatever. And it's just like, yeah, that cliff is gone and those flowers have been extinct.
Yeah, the problem
blew them up in World War II.
Yeah, I mean, they were rare already. And then like, yeah, the ridge is just gone.
The problem was we were going to do stuff out of this book for the Halloween video. And then I found out that like so much of this stuff is impossible to get. I was like, why the fuck am I going to get these things?
Well, I mean, that first thing that I pulled up wasn't too crazy. The weak head
milk.
Potion.
Yeah. I mean, some of it's not too crazy.
I mean,
I just didn't know how I was going to make it entertaining, too. That's another thing. Like, how do I make
that?
Definitely
you can make
a part
you can
about
make a make, you can get
draw this water.
I fucked that joke. I just fucking fucked it all up. I couldn't even get past
it. Yeah, you can't even do it.
It's like being at the starting gate of a race, and then like you just the door doesn't open, so you smash into it.
Or it does open, and you just like fucking trip immediately.
Smash
on your head.
Your head on like the lip.
Yeah, just go fucking limp immediately. Hey, let's get these fucking books off the table. You guys are just gonna stare.
When a person is drunk,
stop. You're gonna become a witch, Eric.
Take
stop.
Fungus
Eric,
and
stop. Tree. No.
That one half quart of old wine. One half quart of water.
There's only one good
the
book in this house.
On the fungus. Let it draw for 24 hours and drink more.
Wait, what the fuck? When a person is drunk, if your fucking solution involves me having to wait 24 hours, then yeah, I'll probably feel better by then, you fucking tar.
Well, I mean, it really depends on how much they're drinking.
Yeah, like, I mean, let
they
it draw for 24 hours and drink mornings. Also, this person's grammar sucks.
Yeah, give me that. Will's literally just reading the Bible right now.
I'm looking at the pictures.
He's like, I can't read.
Yeah.
Whoa.
What? You're looking at titties?
Look at Jesus, like, pulling the people out of hell.
Oh, dude, that's the titties. Resurrection icon.
Yeah, that's when he went down to hell and took all the old saints.
No,
nah,
I think that's
Jewish,
when he comes back, actually.
Fathers from him. No.
Yeah.
He went and he took all the people from the old religion, took them out of purgatory.
The old religion?
Yeah.
Which old one? Which one?
Judaism.
Oh, okay.
The religion that
I was
going to
say,
right,
you get all the Greeks? You get all the Greeks? Wait, are they the Israelites?
According to Nathaniel,
yeah, according to Nathaniel. According to the brother Nathaniel.
Nope. Sorry. Only Native Americans. Only Native Americans are Israelites.
How do you think brother Nathaniel
Israelites?
Feels about Israel?
Yeah, how does he feel about actual Jews?
Probably not too great, right?
Like, why didn't he include Jews? Like, I can't help but notice he's calling a lot of things Jews except Jews.
All right, let's be honest. Where do you think the money from this goes?
I imagine it goes into his like cocaine stash, his hooker stash, and his private jet.
Okay, yeah. What are the chances that some of it actually goes to Israel?
I mean, he might 20%? Performatively,
yeah, like.
Yeah, he might do a performative like donation every now and again to make it look like he's doing something. But
can we look up?
God,
if
I'm just gonna start a religion.
I haven't
can we
really
look
heard
up if
anything
Bishop
about
Nathaniel
Israel.
Has a private jet?
If he has a private jet,
yeah.
Sure.
Well, I didn't throughout all that reading from those pamphlets y'all have done. I haven't really heard him say anything about modern Israel.
Fine, I will look.
What does he even think about modern Israel?
It says, "Oh, here we go."
Oh, brother, says, hold on. I found something a little bit more interesting.
Oh,
brother Nathaniel on interracial marriage being a sin.
What?
Ooh.
I take personal offense to that. Dated a black person.
He
for
was in the
years.
NYPD, dude.
Oh, that explains why he's racist.
He witnessed evil during 9/11.
Yeah,
explain why he didn't include the Middle East.
So he's racist.
I
mean, that's not super surprising. Seeing how he seems very confused as to how race works.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, he honestly, what even is race mixing for him? Is it just like anybody who's brown marrying somebody who isn't? Excluding Chinese people?
Yeah, I really...
They're all Israelites to him.
Damn it, I'm
I don't
a
like
sin
people,
in his
but
eyes.
I don't believe any human
Are
being
you?
Is yeah. better or worse than anyone
I'm mixed
else.
Blood.
Oh my God, that's true, dude. I'm so sorry.
Yeah. You were born out of sin!
Oh my God. Will, I'm so sad.
So now that you're of mixed blood, you just aren't allowed to marry anyone, because you'd always be mixing.
Oh my God, is that how that works?
Yeah, he can't. It would be a sin.
So are you.
Oh my God.
And so are you.
Well, yeah, well, if you're actually using logic, you'd very quickly figure out that all humans are fucking related, so
well,
it doesn't
actually
matter.
I'm actually an Israelite, so I...
I'm an Israelite.
I
am very offended that you were suggesting that my idea of what an Israelite is.
Oh, hey, they call
is
Patrick,
not up to my individual interpretation.
Patrick, put up a slave. Picture of Israelite Eric. There he is.
They called the slave trade.
Remove all the swastikas.
The American Holocaust. So there you go. That's their Holocaust.
Okay. I mean, yeah, the American slave trade.
I
was
like
a
how they
terrible
had. They just
atrocity.
Had to have a Holocaust.
From what I can tell, he doesn't have a private jet.
It's plenty close. I'm fine with you comparing the Holocaust to American slavery. There
Me
were
too,
both.
Actually. That's sure. pretty close.
Those are two very comparable things.
That's kind of like...
The Holocaust was just a lot quicker.
Yeah. And
we did slavery over a long period of time.
The Armenian genocide?
Yes.
Let's list some things that I'm okay relating to the Holocaust.
Israel,
yeah,
Palestine
the Armenian genocide.
9/11, the Civil War in America, the Revolutionary War... Basically any conflict that had to do with anything like within 100 miles of me, pretty much, you know what I'm saying?
Just, I mean, yeah, it's
the Mexican
just a huge
War.
Fucking tragedy.
Now, realistically, okay, so
but let me tell you why they don't what they think about the current day Israel.
The rape of Nanking.
Yeah, please do. Oh, the rape of Nanking's a good one.
Yeah, that was a quickie Holocaust right there. They fucked that place up.
You fucked that place up.
The Bible says
I was in charge of Japan at the time.
I know.
We were sold to the Greeks.
Patrick, put up a picture of Eric in charge of Japan.
Oh, did you know that Hirohito died a couple days before I was
sorry,
born?
Sorry, Will's trying to tell us something.
I'm just saying.
Do you want to know the information?
I was in charge of Japan.
Please.
In my previous life. I actually am the resurrected Hirohito, but I digress. I'm sorry. Continue.
Hirohito?
Yeah, yes,
Emperor Hirohito.
Who's the current emperor of Japan?
I forget his name. I actually looked that up not too long ago. It's Hirohito's son.
Really?
Hirohito died in 89.
Oh, Naruhito.
Wow. Yeah, Naruhito.
Naruto, what? Dude. Patrick, put up a picture of Naruto. There he is.
Oh my god, his name is Naruto.
His name is Naruhito, but anyway.
Yeah, it's close enough, dude.
he looks nice.
He does look
like,
nice.
He looks really pleasant.
Who's going to be the next?
Look at that guy.
His daughter, I think. It's either his daughter or his son.
No, his daughter is not going to be there.
Here's his family.
Anymore. I know that's a fact.
No, this is his family.
Yeah, he might be a grandson of Hirohito.
There he is. There's the guy.
He might be Hirohito's grandson.
This is the current emperor. This is the runner-up. And then here's the next one. I looked this up recently.
Okay, so that old guy in the center is Hirohito's son.
Yeah, Patrick, put them up. The Japanese royal family.
Those red arrows and point out who's in the line of succession.
Considering the weird history that they've had, you know, back in World
do
War
a big
II
red circle
like.
Around the grandma for no reason. Point her out. I need you to point her out.
All right, now put her face on all the other people. Thank you, Patrick.
Now, please just go back and let's just take a look. Just breathe in the emperor's face. Does he not look like just the nicest
guy? He looks like the nicest guy.
He is so fucking wholesome looking.
He's such
Why?
He looks like a little.
God damn.
I'd kiss him. I'm not even gonna lie. I'd kiss him.
I want to serve him dinner or something. Aww. Like, you know, I want to have a wholesome barbecue
in
his house.
I think he looks a little bit like President Xi Jinping from China.
He does. He looks like a nicer version of Xi Jinping.
Yeah, he's like
a little bit
version.
He's got the friendly cheeks.
Well, yeah, it's the cheeks. I think.
Yeah, it's the friendly cheeks he's got.
Patrick, put up a picture of the President Xi and the Emperor of Japan.
Okay. Yeah. Please do that.
So Akihito, I think
that
Akihito
was his
dad.
Was the emperor. That was Hirohito's son.
That was Hirohito's son.
Yeah, Naruhito
is the grandson.
Yeah, he became the Hokage. That was his whole thing, dude. Will, sorry, we've got
He's
off
the
track Kage. Here. Can you please tell us about modern day Israel?
Yeah, so enough ogling Japan's incredibly wholesome looking emperor. Who I want to
this
tell
is
me
so
about.
So on brand. This episode, this whole episode is so on brand.
I just want him to tell me how to plan for retirement in a study where he's smoking a pipe or something. He just seems so nice.
Yeah.
Anyway, sorry.
Tell us about Israel, Will.
Yes.
Okay.
Explain.
You got 5 minutes to tell us about Israel.
The Bible says, we were sold to the Greeks and would be removed far from our homeland, Jerusalem.
Okay.
So they're removed.
Wait, they were sold to the Greeks?
Yeah.
Like the Zeus and the
okay,
the
okay.
Ares
I'll read
Greeks?
The Bible. Joel 3:16.
Okay.
Oh, Jesus.
Well, I thought that was John 3:16.
Nope, this is Joel.
Okay. This is like is John's bro.
Joel. Yes. Joel.
His book wasn't nearly as good.
Joel 3:6, not 16.
Not nearly as successful.
The children of the children also of Judah and the children of Jerusalem have ye sold to the Grecians. And ye might remove them far from their border. Then it says, Christ reminded us, the Israelites, that we would soon go into slavery according to the scriptures, and another race would take over Jerusalem.
Mm.
Oh, they're a different race. Luke 21:24. And they shall fall by the edge of the sword and shall be led away captive into all nations, and Jerusalem shall be trodden down of the Gentiles until the time of the Gentiles be fulfilled. They're Gentiles.
Okay. You know what? I want to give this.
Doesn't that just describe the Jewish diaspora?
Yeah, of course.
I have no idea.
You know
what? That happened. That actually happened. The Jews were spread out throughout all the countries.
Yeah, that was the 12 tribes
of
Judah.
Out of their own fucking land.
Yes, and they became the American blacks, the West Indians, the Haitians, the Puerto Ricans, the Cubans, the Dominicans, the Seminoles, the North American Indians, the Argentines, the Chileans, the Guatemalans, the Panamans. The Colombians, the Uruguayan, and the Mexican Indians.
Yeah, I think most of them actually
came Will's over nervous because he was supposed to be doing something 22 minutes ago, and you can see him rocking back and forth like he's got to pee. He doesn't have to pee. He's just promised he would be doing something 22 minutes ago. Well, 24 minutes ago now.
Yes.
And he's having a slight panic attack.
I see.
Yeah, it's great. It's perfect.
We got started a little bit late today. We'd intended to start a little earlier.
Well, it's our first time recording on a Sunday. We had to get used to
the new schedule here because I have a job again, which is a good thing.
It's a good thing. It is. I didn't expect this whole episode to be us talking about Black Israelites, but you know,
it was a very interesting topic.
Yeah, I guess it was. When my child is born, which hopefully is going to be pretty soon, you know, not too long from now, this is what I'm going to give them to learn to read. I think this is
nice.
I mean, like, there's got to be kids out there.
I went to teach a little Alucard how to read about the modern day 12
tribes.
Did
you just name that child?
That's an old joke. That's like a 6-year-old joke. Will made a joke one time 6 years ago, and it has never died, that my wife and I were going to name our son Alucard.
No, the joke came about because Kira legitimately at one point was like, yeah, if I have a kid, I'm going to name it Alucard.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh yeah, Alucard, Dracula spelled backwards.
Yeah. That's his whole name.
And that's the entire joke.
Alucard, the first name, Dracula spelled backwards is the second name. So, you know, that's his middle name. So that people like, all one word, of course.
Yeah.
But yeah, that's been like a running gag for forever because Kira is a
obsessed
type of woman. No, she's just the type of woman who would name her children after video game characters. Yeah. She's like, yeah.
And she's particularly obsessed.
Is she like Helsing?
Yeah.
With Castlevania.
Okay. Yeah.
I know that Castlevania is the Alucard she's referencing.
Absolutely. She's literally got him on her arm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Now, I've seen her collectibles and the like.
You've seen her what?
Collectibles.
That's my wife. You can't see my...
I'm going to go watch her collectibles like when we get done.
Yeah. You got footage of that?
Yeah, dude.
Oh, yeah.
You mind giving me some of that?
You gotta catch them all. No, you're not allowed.
Oh.
She said that.
She was very specific.
She was very specific.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
She gave you a key?
What?
She gave us a key.
Yeah.
To the chastity belt?
Yeah, yeah, dude.
No.
Oh, okay.
Well, oh. This is awkward.
All right. Well, I've been key holding Will.
I have been racially charged Eric.
And I guess I'm just an Israelite in a chastity belt. I'm Patrick. Thank you for listening to the Anything Cast.
All right.
Well, bye.
Let's go hang out with Patrick's wife.
Hell yeah.